Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, I'm Laura Lively, and welcome to You and All of Your Parts. So in the last, I don't know what to call these episodes, lesson, we were talking about the triple A's that I've added to the IFS model arrogantly. So if you wonder why I'm using arrogantly, you'll have to go back and watch the last video. I have a part that loves alliteration and will do amazing things, amazing gymnastics to come up with a bunch of A words. So buckle in, because it could happen. I don't always have control over this part that loves alliteration. So I've added some alliteration to the IFS model because I believe that parts want three things. They want to be acknowledged, accepted, and appreciated. And if we can do those three things, they are more likely to relax as well as come into relationship with us and self-energy. And so I heard, got some comments back about this last time that was like, well, duh, Laura, of course, if, you know, if I could acknowledge, accept, and appreciate, I would, but I don't always know that I'm blended. I don't always know when I'm hijacked. And I would say, I get that. So that's why I'm adding a fourth A to the model, awareness. And to me, awareness is where really the practice of working with your parts lives. And so how do you get this awareness? Because you're right, if I'm completely hijacked, there's no way I can be aware of what's happening. So how do we get that awareness? How do we build that into our lives? So I would invite you, if you haven't done so already, to go over to my website at lauralively.com and sign up for the Consistent Minute Method. It is a free e-course that walks through the various types of check-ins that I recommend for you to build a relationship between self-energy and your parts. And just quickly, I will cover off on them. I believe once a day, you should stop and check in with your parts. Hey, how's it going? Do you need anything? Most of the time, I and my clients don't hear anything in this check-in. If you do it in the morning or the evening, if you're going to bed, most of the time it's quiet. It doesn't mean you're doing it right, but the parts are listening. They know you are showing up. They know that you will be there consistently for them. The second type of check-in that I recommend is multiple times during the day. Just stop. Maybe as you're transitioning from a meeting to meeting, maybe you're heading to lunch. Maybe you're just going to get a new glass of water. Just stop and check in. How am I feeling right now? And if I'm feeling aggravated or frustrated, maybe it's a part. Ask the part what it needs. Get curious about why that part might be active. And in doing this multiple times per day, you are building on this awareness that you have of your parts, and that your parts have of you being there with them with self-energy. So yes, awareness is key. You do have to be aware in order to know where your parts are or where yourself and parts are. But awareness is really the practice of working with your parts, in my opinion. The more you do your check-ins, the more you're working with your parts, the more you're able to acknowledge, accept, and appreciate them, the more awareness you will have all around. So thanks for joining me today. Be sure to check out the video description below for links to some free resources. Until next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.